Hey, welcome back. This is Carlos Cavallo, your personal dating advice guru, with more of these secrets to unlock his heart from datingadviceguru.com, my favorite site, and I hope it's yours. Today, we're going to talk about five ways to make men chase after you after you've slept with them. Wow, cool concept, huh? Because that's one of those problems that women talk about with me a lot. Is that they, they get down and dirty and then can't quite make the relationship take off from there. Something happens, that failure to launch syndrome. Well, I'm gonna get a lot of guys pissed off here about this topic because they're gonna be unhappy with women finding out how men really work, especially when it comes to attraction and the dance of love. Or maybe not. You know, most men I know would be much happier to hear that women are finally starting to understand how we feel, you know, how to just get us. Take this for instance. There's a song called Baby It's Cold Outside. Okay, it's a holiday favorite apparently, one of the ones that's come under fire recently. This romantic and fun little Christmas song has come under fire for being kind of sort of maybe a wee bit rapey. So what did they do? They recorded a new version that is about the dumbest update of a song I've ever heard. They even inserted a line in the song, okay, they changed the lyrics throughout the song, but they also added a line about how the man knows that she always has the ability to say no. Really? We need to actually say that? Because let's think about this for a minute. There are men out there who hear this song and what? They're gonna suddenly correct their ways when it comes to sexual consent because they heard it in a song? It's really kind of a silly thing when he comes right down to it. I saw a blogger talk about this particular bit of news, I guess you call it, this viral bit of news about them changing the song. And he said, you know what? They're just trying to take everything fun out of relationships. I mean, this is the fun part of a relationship, is this back and forth of, come on. And she goes, oh, I don't know, I don't wanna. It's always the woman's privilege to say no. We've always known that. Throughout time, okay? And yes, it is not correct, or I should say no, it is not correct for anyone to go out and try and seek, to try and get sex without consent. We just know that's wrong, right? And as this particular blogger said, you know what's funny? Men actually invented the laws, and I don't mean to take all the credit here. Men aren't taking all the credit for this, of course, but men enacted the laws that said, you know what? Rape is bad. Don't rape. It's true. I mean, it started out even before women's rights came about that we made laws that said this is not something that is acceptable, okay? So we've always known this. And let's be honest, there are men out there who will hear that song and they're going to be, it's not going to change their ways, all right? I just don't think that guys are suddenly going to hear this new version of Baby It's Cold Outside and they're going to suddenly correct their ways. These guys don't need to have songs written to coddle their childish minds, okay? The guys that are out there doing these things, all right? So my opinion is that this focus on the lyrics of Baby It's Cold Outside is completely ridiculous. This recent wave of political correctness is trying to steal every ounce of fun out of life that it can. We are in overcorrection mode, and free speech seems to be on the line as well. The heart of romance is a certain level of uncertainty, and that's where chemistry and romance lives. Consider the kind of world it would be if men were afraid to start conversations because of their fear of being too sexually aggressive. Trust me, you don't want that kind of world, because it's a place where men stop chasing, and that means both sides lose. Contrary to what you may have read in the news, the election in the US has had no negative impact on how men view women. Okay, that comment that Trump had made a while back about the whole pussy grabbing thing. A few comments that a reporter heard on the street while writing for a faceless blog doesn't make it real. I've seen some little news bites where they're trying to suddenly make it sound like this election has suddenly made our country instantly prejudiced, instantly misogynistic, and instantly gone the wrong direction. It's really not true. We've got to look at the truth here. And I'm not endorsing either candidate. I'm not going to get into the whole Hillary versus Donald debate here. This is over. This is done. This is news that's over with. Okay, let's move on and let's move towards the future we want instead of constantly rehashing it. Anyway, let's think about it though. You want men to chase you, don't you? Because if he's investing time and energy into trying to connect with you, reaching out, putting energy into it, that means he's going to be that much more attracted to you and invested in the relationship. But, you know, I don't want to get off on a rant on this. And I also don't want you thinking I'm in some support of some kind of misogynist double standard here. I'm all for treating women with respect and civility. If you've listened to me at all, you know that this is something I stand for. What I do want to do for you here today is to share with you a few ways that you can make men want to chase you, even after you sleep with him. Because you never know, you know, you might need this sometime. And I want you to enjoy the life where men desire and want you and go after you. I mean, go after you in a good way, chase you the way you want to be chased, pursue you the way you want to be. And you don't have to run around chasing him. Now, let's get started with make him chase you. Number one, be accepting all the time. There's a made up motivational poster out there that jokes about, you know, it's only annoying when the guy who approaches you isn't attractive, which is kind of true. And there's another one I saw out there that said something to the effect of sexual harassment. It's only sexual harassment if she's not into him or doesn't like him. And again, it's kind of true on a certain level. It's one of those unfair burdens that women have to bear, unfortunately, though, right? Men have the burden of mustering his courage, braving possible rejection, and then initiating an approach to talk to you or a conversation to talk to you. Women have to try to be graceful when some clueless, douchey dude decides that he wants to talk to you about your day, right? And you don't want to talk to him. You, of course, there's always the guy you want to talk to, but you're going to have to also deal with the guys you don't want to. It's one of those things you got to do. For one reason, it's for the team. If you want men to reach out and start those connections with you, you have to help create a climate, a social climate, that encourages men in that role, even if they occasionally come across like gorillas in the china shop, right? Another reason that you want to make sure that you're always accepting, at least letting the guy try, is that it keeps you positive, mostly positive, and accepting of men. And that in turn reflects in your energy instead of being negative and rejecting of men. You see, if a guy senses that you're already on your guard against the douchebags out there, he can and will change his mind about trying to start that conversation. And chances are, he's not a douche. Most guys aren't douches. They're actually pretty decent guys out there. The nice guys that you want are usually going to be a little skittish about approaching you and starting up contact with you. All right? And hey, you know what? These days, can you blame them? Make him want you, number two, no games. Play it straight with him, all right? When it comes to your interest, being too coy will work against you, big time. Because this new social climate has already left men very ambivalent about reaching out to say hello and talk to you in the first place. If he encounters an ounce of discouragement, he's going to interpret that as a no means no, and he's going to walk away from it. Guys don't get to be persistent and overcome your challenges the way they once did. All right, we don't get to try hard and try again if you put up a little bit of a resistance to us. Now, these days, we have to interpret it as, no, she's not interested, walk away. You don't get to do that back and forth thing we once did. But more importantly is that you have to show up front that you're not into game playing. See, guys see this behavior, we see through it. And any kind of game playing is gonna turn them off right from the start, all right? He'll think it indicates a manipulative personality and he'll pass on making any contact with you. And then he'll just wait and talk to the next woman who actually has an open energy, who doesn't play the immediately hard to get or hard to want. Remember, another side benefit of a man chasing you is that you get to see how much confidence he has. Think about that for a second. So after you've done the deed with your guy, don't suddenly change your attitude and start playing hard to get with him. When he texts you or calls you the next day, answer. Don't wear your heart on your sleeve, but don't resort to trickery to get him to stay connected to you, okay? Make him desire you, number three, stay sexy. This phrase was burned into my brain since I first heard it from a woman I worked with way back in the 90s. All the women in the room were giving advice to this one woman who was about to get married. And my friend just simply said to her, stay sexy. Just those two words. I thought, wow. And it took me a while to completely get what it was she was saying. But when it did sink in, when I did understand it, her words haunted me. You got to keep up the effort to make yourself the goddess in his eyes that he wants to see. So after you spend that first night with him, that first time, work a little bit to keep up some of the mystique, all right? work to let him know that he's valued in a lot of ways, because that's another way of showing that he's valued, is you work to keep yourself looking good and being sexy for him. Because a man interprets the effort you put into looking good as the amount of desire you feel for him. Think about that for a second. We usually don't get overt displays of interest from women. That's just not a woman's way. You're more coy, you're more reserved, you don't want to appear slutty, so you pull back a little bit, and that's a good thing, all right? I'm not talking about being the other opposite end of the spectrum where you actively try and push a man away as a method of making him think you're interested. That's game playing and it just doesn't work. But think about it, a man has to look for all the signals he can get to interpret whether or not you're interested in him. And he interprets your effort of looking good for him as being how much you actually desire and feel for him. And if you let your hair down too early, well, he's gonna think he's got this thing all wrapped up. No need to work to win you over, right? And that's not the message you want him to hear either. Get him to chase you, number four. Hook him in, but throw him back in the pond. So, okay, when you're enjoying that morning after, right? You guys spent the night or you spent the night with him. You can bask in the afterglow, have a little pillow talk. Spend that time cuddling. Build up some real connection with him. But eventually, cut it off. Send him home, all right? Or go home yourself. That will give him the kick in the butt he needs to resume the chase again. He needs to feel that purposeful disconnect. One of the biggest mistakes women make in this stage of a relationship is to overdo the I got him phase. She tries to keep him around too long after she finally managed to get him into bed and is now trying to create that connection that hopefully will develop into a relationship. But she does it a little too much. You have to know when to boot him out for his own good. Nudging him back out of the house, getting him away, getting him back into his own life, sends a good message. It says that you both had a great time, and now he needs to get back to work, winning you over all over again. This is something he needs to be doing. He needs to be winning you over for the rest of your life, and I'm sure you want that too. It also tells him you're not needy. And you're not going to try and swindle him into a commitment just because you got down and dirty one night. Be nice, but make sure there's a boundary on those good times. No guilty feelings and definitely no shame on your part. Nothing but respect. And if you're saying to me right now, Carlos, this sounds like game playing, right? Didn't you just say not to do that? No, game playing would be if you did this solely to manipulate his emotions. But you're not, and you're not that kind of woman, right? You've got a life, right? You've got things to do. You got places to go, people to see. And if you don't, get working on that part, because that's far more important than trying to hook the guy in. Keep him after the sex. Tip number five, no calls, no texts, no emails. Let him chase you. Another really huge mistake I see women making is that in their efforts to reconnect with the guy, they do want him to chase them, but then what does she do? She starts chasing him as quickly as she possibly can. She breaks off that tension by basically spoiling it. The morning after, she's already on her phone sending texts to soothe her insecure fears. She'll send a text of, hey, what you doing? Or, hey, what's up? And as guys, you know, we know what that's all about. We know that you're fishing for a little, are we okay, feedback. Yeah, we know you don't want to get married instantly, but we also don't want that weird pressure on us. You got to let a man have the room to miss you before he will chase you. Let me say that again. You got to let him have the room to miss you before he will chase you. Even if it takes weeks for him to figure out that he's missing out on a good thing, you let that go. You don't worry. You don't think, oh my God, I got to pull him in quick. Because you can't make a man realize that. It's something he has to figure out all on his own. I don't care how terrific the sex was. He needs you to trust him to reach out if he's going to continue the chase. And the funny part is that he will keep up the chase if he senses that you're just fine without him. Funny how that works, huh? Match him text for text. Don't send a message unless he sends one. And don't volunteer more information than he asks. Leave that until he asks you out again. You don't have to be cold or distant. Just don't go out of your way to get in contact with him first. Don't chase him. Make yourself unavailable. Stop reaching out, and wham, suddenly he's reaching out to you. He's asking you what you're doing this weekend. He's asking when you guys can get together again. There's a lot of confidence and power in this method, not to mention self-respect. And if you're wondering, but Carlos, what if he never calls? Ooh, what about that one? Well, then he was never that into you to begin with. And if he responded to your chasing him, you would have been chasing him until he finally dumped you. So it's better this way, all right? It's a statement of self-respect that you can't afford not to make. Look, being irresistible is about tipping the scales of power just enough in your favor. We want to know that we've got you. As men, we want to know that we've got you. And yet, we also want a woman, not a mouse. Guys are kind of weird that way. More than ever, men know that you're your own person. We know that. We get it by now, okay? And we know you don't have to rely on anyone for a sense of self-worth. Believe me, the quality guys out there don't want to push over. We want to feel that resistance from you. Your inability to take crap from anyone is what turns us on. At the same time, though, the fact that you're allowing yourself to be vulnerable around us is just as tantalizing. So what you need to do is you got to strike that balance between nice and bitchy. And what we've covered today is your introduction to that, but only a very small part of the picture. If you want to wield the true power of your irresistibility, I made a short video I think you'll be interested in seeing. It teaches you how to be worshipped and adored by your guy, or any guy for that matter. And no, I'm not exaggerating. My free little presentation talks about my friend Kate, who managed to turn her love life around after being dumped by her husband for another woman. It's brutal stuff, really, but it's a great understanding of how she turned it around. This was the man she'd spent basically a couple of decades together, and she had kids with. But none of that mattered when he suddenly walked out on her and their marriage. But she bounced back from her situation and she found the love of her life. Kate used the secrets in my Irresistible Desire course, and she rediscovered the power that all women have. It helped her blast away all her innermost fears and insecurities. You know what I'm talking about. It's that voice in your head telling you that you're not good enough. But being irresistible means doing away with all of that for good. If you want to find out how she changed her forever alone status to forever blissful, go on over and check out the video right now. It's the key to renewing your self-confidence and turning you into an unstoppable force of attraction and irresistibility. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. That's datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. IRRESISTIBLE. Irresistible. And I want to hear from you. I want to know that you're out there being irresistible and making those men chase you the way you deserve, all right? I'll be talking to you soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. And as always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.